Welcome to my PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the fifth episode of my PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast, Over the Hump with Over the Hump. Today is Thursday, November 27th, 2025. My PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast is my monthly PHP passion podcast to update you on what is happening with my PHP Serverless project. Published on the last Thursday of the month, this is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luca Leah. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP Serverless project. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. There is no doubt that the dominant thing that happened this month was my personal over-the-hump syndrome. And if there's one thing that came out of this, is that I'm swapping chaos for over-the-hump. My personal journey into PHP Serverless brought me to the FrankenPHP application server. I have been very, very much unable to understand this thing, and rightly so, as understanding it requires understanding the Caddy server with which it's built with, and requires an understanding of the Go programming language, and ultimately, there's a base of understanding with needed with the low-level stuff. Something that I am consciously ignorant about, except to say that I have vague notions of the low-level stuff. I was highly resistant to learning the low-level stuff. What convinced me to persevere is that the PHP Foundation now officially supports FrankenPHP. There were three distinct barriers that I needed to overcome. Of course, my crappy attitude, terminology and lexicon turned into a real issue, and my learning process stopped working. I go through this on my Bob Bloom Show, episode 30 on October 1st, which I finally published on November 20th. I succeeded. I learned about the low-level stuff that I kind of needed to understand. It was very much a personal breakthrough. It was a big effort. It screwed up my podcasting schedule. In October, I decided to do a series of Bob Bloom episodes about this so that I wouldn't have one massive, huge episode. I would break it up. I already put my cooking runtimes project on hold. I really didn't want to do that. I already put my PHP Serverless Profiles podcast on hold, put my sponsorship videos on hold. I did not want to do that. All in the name of finally getting this epic series of commentary episodes out the door. Getting over the hump. The things stretched into November. I put my PHP Serverless News podcast on hold to get over the hump. And this getting over the hump was briefly working brilliantly. And then it wasn't. And then the cycle started. Nothing was getting done. And I was getting stressed. And once I'm stressed, it's not a help. Not a help for the creative process. And all the rewrites I was doing was driving me crazy because I was writing in real time as I was learning. A lot of things were not right. And I had to rewrite them or there were new things. I mean, professionally, it was great, all the learning, but putting everything on hold made everything worse. I've done this before. I've recounted this before, and I thought I was done with it. And it's not going to happen again. I'm not putting anything on hold. I'm not going to put things on hold. So in the hopes of freeing up my time to get over the hump, I'm just not going to put on hold. And that cauterizes the whole thing. If that means I'm in the middle of a lot of things and things aren't quite getting done in time, or I just got a lot of things that are juggling, so be it. Chaos is better than abeyance. I'm moving my journey into PHP Serverless to my Profiles podcast. I didn't have my Profiles podcast when I started the journey and chronicling it in in my commentary podcast, but these last month and a bit, I've been asking, why is it that I'm doing the technology in my commentary podcast and not doing commentary in my commentary podcast and not doing profiles podcast? So I'm reverting commentary from my commentary podcast, and I'm continuing my journey into the profiles show. Since I do not have a set schedule for my profiles show, I can kind of, because I'm figuring out the rhythm for that, I can do smaller little topics, brief, not long ones. I'd just be at it continuously, publish as I go along. This is actually better mentality of doing some big epic monthly show. Keeps the journey going. Doing a monthly show, I feel like it's got to be more epic to make up for not doing more frequent episodes. But my commentary is for my commentary for once a month. So again, I'm doing something that kind of surprised it's still happening, but figuring out what I should be doing in my shows. I learned that there's definitely diminishing returns to working on drafts. There's a point where working on a draft doesn't improve the draft. And I actually got to the point where I had so much stuff, edits, that when I read, was actually recording, and I saw, hey, I've been repeating myself, and I had to go back on all the shows that I did. I had to re-edit them and re-record them. And that was not happiness. Now, the good news is that I restarted my PHP Serverless News podcast in mid-November. And my next comment, I already recorded my December commentary podcast episode, my profiles podcast. I'm working on Frank and PHP's workers, and I've started the draft on that. And for my cooking runtimes project, I'm going to be doing a post on Lambda's Bootstrap file because I'm not sure how I'm going to present the code for that. And of course, now I can get my umbrella sponsorship on the front burner where it needs to be. Thank you for listening to my fifth episode of the PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast, Over the Hump. With Over the Hump. My next episode would be on the last Thursday of December 2025. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.